Hello, and welcome to Behind the Business, a podcast where we talk to Hot Springs business owners and managers about their business. Each Monday, we go inside the business to get a unique perspective on the challenges and opportunities businesses face today. My name is James Lee, and we're broadcasting from the Razorback Camper Sales Studio. Thanks for joining us today. I'd like to welcome Audrey Smith and Lauren Miles to the podcast. Audrey is the owner of Wrapped Gift Boutique, and Lauren is the store manager. Welcome. Nice to have you all out here today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, we're happy to be here.
So, Audrey, to start with, tell me, where did you get the idea for the store? What is the goal for what y'all do?
I wanted to have a store where anybody could come and find a meaningful, thoughtful gift for any occasion. We're proud to offer things from $5 note cards by Allison Parsons all the way up to original works of art, meaningful jewelry, and just thoughtful gifts.
And you've been here a little over a year now, a year and a half, give or take. How have things been going so far?
They've been going great. We're continuing to get new customer base, and we really love the tourism and the influx of people. We really enjoy it, and we're doing well.
Yeah. So tell me a little bit about what y'all have got going on this month. I know that you've got a book signing. I think that's tomorrow. Tell me a little bit about that.
So we're excited to partner with My Tata Testimony in the month of October, and we're going to kick it off by welcoming Dr. Christy Funk, who is a world-renowned breast cancer surgeon, author, and advocate for women's health. She's going to be in store tomorrow, Tuesday, October 3rd, from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m.
And she's going to be signing her book, her new book?
Yes, it's Breasts, The Owner's Manual, which is a guide for all women, whether they're facing breast cancer and steps to go through that situation or just to be proactive in their health.
Right. And how were y'all able to connect with her and get her down for this?
So this year we are sponsors for My Tata Testimonies Month of October Give Back programs. Each week, Amber Henson and My Tata Testimony will be in our communities hosting events, and we're sponsoring this year. Each week we're donating a gift to My Tata Testimony to auction off, and through our sponsorship and partnership with Amber Henson and her relationship with Dr. Funk, she was able to bring her in for the event. So tomorrow we'll be hosting her from 11 to 1 before the Tata Testimony is kicked off at J&S Italian Villa. So you can come down and meet her and have her sign the book before the event tomorrow evening.
And you mentioned the sponsorship. What all kinds of things are y'all doing? I know that last year y'all donated some items for their month-long event. What are you all doing this year?
So each week we have special lines in store that we'll be donating to the event. And then the following Wednesday after, in store from open to close 9 to 8 p.m. and online, we'll be featuring a discount for you and a give back program to My Tata Testimony. So the week of October 4th, which will be this Wednesday, we'll be giving proceeds back from all pink apparel in store. We have a local company here in Hot Springs that prints all of our t-shirts. So they're original to Wrapped Gift Boutique. And we'll be featuring those. We've got a great pink sweatshirt that everyone's loved that we'll be donating 15% back to My Tata Testimony and giving our customers 10% off. Furthermore, the next week, we'll be featuring meaningful jewelry on October the 11th. After donating on the 10th, a great Lola pendant that highlights giving back to breast cancer awareness, that jewelry, amongst many other lines, will be on discount and be a part of that give back program to My Tata Testimony. We have lines like Brian Anthony, meaningful jewelry, the Lola pendant company that we spoke to, My Saint, My Hero, Scout, which is a program that gives back to women in impoverished areas. We have a local jeweler, GGB, whose jewelry will be a part of that donation program too. on the 18th, following the 17th event, we'll be featuring Corksicle. So we'll be donating a big pink cooler for the live auction that night and the following day, Corksicle bottles, wine glasses, coolers, backpacks, straws, and the like will be on sale in store. And then finally, on the 25th, Bridgewater's number one collection, Sweet Grace, we'll give back to. So as we're giving back to my Tata testimony, Sweet Grace is one of our favorite lines because they give back by feeding children breakfast, lunch, and dinner. So I love the duplicity of the products that we featured because not only are they giving back to women in the community as my Tata testimony reaches out to gain awareness for breast cancer, but they're also giving back on a global level. So I think that's really where we feature, you know, and why we feature products in store, because of that duplicity. We want to give a gift and a great gift, but we also want to give a gift back. So being a part of my Tata testimony, having Dr. Funk, supporting Amber, we are really living our mission by doing a lot for our community, but doing more furthermore. So when we opened, we had the mission of being that one-stop shop for customers in Hot Springs. Wow. We're wrapping presents and allowing them to pick up out front. We're meeting a need here within 71901 or 71913. But we didn't realize being downtown that we would reach further than what we originally set out to do. We see people from Texas and Louisiana. We've made relationships with people across the four corners. So it's nice to be able to be a part of things like this in Hot Springs, but it feels really good to have people who visit Hot Springs take these products and take a part of our mission statement back and allow us to reach even further than we thought we could in the beginning. So every Wednesday, you can be a part of that. Customers who may not hear about my Tata testimony will unknowingly be a part of that give back program for us here and at large. So it's really exciting for us to live our purpose and be in downtown where we can have people also be a part of that too.
Right. You talked about how y'all have been able to reach outside of the Hot Springs, Garland County area due to tourism. Hmm. You know, obviously being down on Central, being part of that main drag across from Bathhouse Row, you're going to have people just stop by, stop in, be like, oh, there's this nice little neat boutique shop here. Having gone through your second tourist season, because you opened right at the start of tourist season last year, you know, how do y'all feel like that has gone? Do you feel like you've been able to get some people who have been the tourists that have come back, you know, a second time, a third time, you know, a second year, or do you just keep bringing in new people from, you know, all over?
It's both. It's really exciting to see. We have one girl that has every shirt we've ever made. And in meeting, again, her grandmother and her mother last week, we're planning her engagement with the space we have upstairs, being next door to Lorraine's. We're really becoming a part of our tourist lives. As they come to Hot Springs, they stop in to say hi. We're not looking necessarily to have them walk out with a package or a present from Wrapped Gift Boutique. We want to make sure they have a great time in Hot Springs. So we're giving dinner recommendations. We're making sure they know what's going on next weekend. We're passing out our cards and saying, call us when you come back. We'll let you know what weekend is going to be great when you plan your trip in the spring. So I think it's great for us to just be advocates for downtown Hot Springs. We're fortunate to be in the space that we're in. We're right across the crosswalk from Quapaw Bathhouse. So as the lines form in the mornings, they'll split off and take time to come into the store, and they'll trade off and take turns to come in and see us. But it's really special that we're not looking to sell to our customers, but we're looking to provide that space that they know they can count on year after year for new products and new insight on what's going on in town. So we've seen that repeat business. We're helping people find homes in Hot Springs. We're connecting them to realtors in town and really looking to be that hub and be multi-purposeful in what we offer. We chuckle because we wind up having conversations about what's going on in Hot Springs over having conversations about what we have to offer in store most of the time too. Yeah. So it's nice to make friends ultimately in the shop and have them come back and remember that. And we've received a lot of great feedback recently. We hear back from our customers. We've had two now come in and give us books they've written with appreciation in hopes of returning that connection and saying, this is a part of who we are. Thank you for being a part of that too. So it's nice to have customers from far and wide give us that feedback that really fuels our mission to next level.
Tune in to check out the Garland County Library's new podcast every Friday for all things library. Being the state's first lending library since 1833, we are your connection point for the information you need, including books, movies, music, and much more. Find out more at gclibrary.com.
How has the attention been from local customers? Because obviously, you know, tourism is a big part of what we do here in Hot Springs, but it's not everything. You know, there's a lot of time, especially starting towards October through February and March, it kind of gets dry, you know, when it comes to tourism. So how have the locals taken on?
We all know parking is an issue in downtown Hot Springs. We're happy to be on the cusp of some resolve there. And for us at Wrapped Gift Boutique, we're happy to create our own solutions to those problems too. We have a great 15-minute parking zone out front where our customers are able to pull up and we rush our products and their presents tied with a bow out to their car. So we've worked around it with the launch of our website, wrappedarkansas.com, and help them create different ways of shopping downtown. So I think we're doing our best offering online ordering and pickup in store, offering shipping, and helping our customers shop online or over the phone with us. We've been known to do it over FaceTime or through text messaging. So we're leaping over those obstacles with parking downtown to make that happen for them. And we're seeing repeat business, customers who say, oh my goodness, I never shop downtown because I have trouble parking. I didn't realize it would be this easy, are coming back to us with repetition. So we're really excited with the work that's being done with parking downtown to create that simplicity for people who may not know how easy it is to get downtown and find a great parking spot and make their way to our store. So I think that it's a perception that downtown is difficult, and there are ways around that.
Yeah. I'm glad you mentioned the website, because that was something I was wanting to talk to you about. You know, when you have a small business, e-commerce isn't easy. It's difficult to keep, you know, your product updated on the website. It's tough to make sure that, you know, everything gets handled and shipped and sorted the correct way. You know, how has that gone so far for y'all?
Well, we really launched our website at a great time. Nora Fleming is a creator of a product where for hosts, you have minis and platters that you can redecorate for each season or each event. Mm-hmm. We had her come to store to sign platters for us earlier in the spring, and we learned immediately that people were going to shop our website, whether or not they knew about our store. Thanks to Nora getting our name out there, we learned within a month what it was going to take to be successful online. We were shipping her signed platters to the Northeast, to the Northwest. We had people contacting us about global shipments. So it's like we hit the ground running with that special event and the demand for us to do it and do it successfully. You know, there's one thing that you don't get online, and that's the customer service and that rapport that I think we do and do so well within our four walls. So we still reach out and call our customers and make sure that we can reach beyond the screen when it comes to creating those mindful gifts and making that connection to them. So I think that's been our biggest obstacle, not necessarily inventory, but it's making that connection. So how do we live our purpose online? How do we create the right gift? How do we make sure it's tied with the perfect color bow and delivered with that extra flair? So, and yeah, I don't know that you can beat that customer service out of us, because it flows out of all of the employees that work with us, whether it's fulfilling an online order or greeting someone who's coming to walk through the store before their massage across the way. So online, has different challenges, but that's the biggest one that I think we're working to to bridge.
We're also very fortunate to have the post office right down the street. Mm-hmm. So I will say we're all really good about catching that order as it comes in and shipping it out right away. I mean, we offer that same day service, and there are many customers who are tourists that really connect with the store, and we always tell them, well, we have this online website and, you know, same day shipping. And so that has helped to build that. But I was a little nervous before we launched it that it would be hard to keep up with, but sure. it's seamless. And I would say our one thing that we're most fortunate about is it's a combined real-time inventory. So if we're selling it on the sales floor, it's not available online. So I think that's helpful also.
Right.
And I think, too, with the success of having a team that's working around the clock to make sure those things are balanced, we've been able to create partnerships with other businesses in town to fulfill their online orders. DeLuca's is our newest partnership. We're really proud of that, to be able to ship off T-shirts to people across the globe that maybe are coming to Hot Springs and want to don a shirt, or maybe have come and had one of their pizzas and want to take that piece back home with them, but maybe didn't grab the shirt that night. So we're really excited to have that partnership with them, and an upcoming partnership with The Reserve too, to create those gift baskets and have that specialized art by Allison Parsons that is specific to their business but fulfilled in our four walls. So a lot of that comes back to having a really great team, having a really great e-commerce team behind the scenes. We're really thankful for Christine and the work that she does to help support us on the .com end of things.
And that is with Apple Blossom Marketing. Yeah. She really is the behind the scenes that keeps all of that updated and those products on the website and the consistency. She's amazing.
Yeah.
You know, there's one thing, too, that we are excited to get into now that we have the foundation laid for who we are, who our customer base is, and how we're going to provide that exceptional customer service. We aim to make it easier for customers online to order our gift baskets and have them delivered to hotels in town or to Airbnbs as they're coming to town, or even gifts to their friends and family at large. So while we're able to do that over the phone with you easily, we're excited to work that into our website moving forward. So that's where our aim is, to really be that host and have that hospitality for our visitors who are coming to Hot Springs, and for those that want to take a little bit of Hot Springs back home with them.
Right. Well, I appreciate y'all coming and talking to me today. I enjoyed learning a little bit more about what y'all do and the kinds of things that y'all have. So where is the store located? I know it's downtown, but and you said it's right next door to Lorraine's. What's the address and what are your hours?
Our address is 404 Central Avenue. Again, right downtown next to Lorraine's, across from the Quapaw. And right now our store hours are 9 a.m. to 8 p.m., which I think is also helpful with the locals that they can come by after work. We try and be there with consistency for them to be able to shop for those gifts after work.
Right. And is that Monday through Friday or?
That is 7 days a week.
7 days a week. Okay.
Yep.
And you can also reach us by phone at 501-359-3142 if there's something that we can do for you on your way home to make it easier, or if you're headed to an event and you need a great hostess gift, you can always reach us by telephone so that we can expedite that and meet you right out front.
And again, that website address was
WrappedArkansas.com.
All right. Well, thank you all once again. And, you know, I look forward to stopping by and shopping around.
Yeah, please do. And if you plan on coming to see us, make it a first Friday. Every first Friday is Art Walk Downtown. We are very happy to have Allison Parsons with us every art walk in our store to showcase her art and her new pieces. We'll have GGB stopping by for a pop-up shop between now and the holiday season. So if you are looking to come downtown, Art Walk is a great time to stop into our store. We stay open a little bit later every first Friday for that reason, just so you can come down and see our store and meet Allison Parsons. We'll see you then.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining me for this episode of Behind the Business.
New episodes are released each Monday from the Razorback Camper Sales Studio. Thanks for listening.